I should point out that while you were at the commission dealing with all these issues, you went to law school, Oklahoma City University at night.
I did.
I believe you were, what, about 50 years old?
Yes.
And you graduated in 1978. How many years did it take to graduate?
5.
And you graduated first in your class?
Yes.
How difficult was this?
Law school is not easy. It's scary because you don't have tests along the way. You have one big test at the end of the semester. There's a lot of things to learn. But what an education. What a marvelous education law school is. Law deals with everything in our society. I remember being fascinated to consider and learn how a check makes its way through the banking system. Learn about water, learn about the environment. All the big constitutional cases in modern times happened in my lifetime. The Pentagon Papers, Brown v. Board of Education, Roe versus Wade. Very, very interesting and valuable education. I liked it, but it was work, and it was scary because you had to take this test at the end of the semester and kind of cross your fingers and go and look and see what grade you made. They would post the grades by number, not name.
But you did all that at night in graduating first in the class. If I ask you about some of your major accomplishments, that's got to be one of them. An issue that you faced in the commission was about oil field saltwater pollution sites that were allowed to operate. The Corporation Commission seemed to be sympathetic.
The Corporation Commission tried to regulate oil and gas production. We mainly were involved with the oil and gas ordinances, where to place the wells, could you have increased density, could you have directional drilling, and the pollution was a big issue. We had field offices throughout the state and tried to protect the state's water. This was before we had fracking and before the issue of disposal, wells, and so forth arrived to the state. We didn't have earthquakes to deal with.
But we are experiencing earthquakes today. We're disposing of salt water today. How does that compare back then when you were dealing with it?
Oh, I think it's much more complicated today, although we had our challenges in our day and their challenges today. I generally try not to second guess people who are working in areas I worked in because they know more than I do about it, and it is their job. But it's certainly a challenge today. Water protection has always been a challenge in Oklahoma. The aquifers are not unlimited. We have to protect water in Oklahoma, and we've always known that.
How many years did you serve?
Ten years on the commission.
And then you decided not to run.
That's right. And that's the reason I went to law school. I wanted to have another thing to look forward to. I didn't want to stay on the commission forever. I wanted to come home, and what would I do? So I decided to go to law school. There had been lawyers in our family. My husband was a lawyer. I had an uncle who was a lawyer. My brother was a lawyer. My son was in law school in Vanderbilt at the same time I was in law school at Oklahoma City University. I remember I said, well, Rick, we'll just hang out our shingle together. And he said, I'm not going to work for an outfit called Eagleton and Son. And I said, what about calling our outfit Eagleton and Mom?
No.
But he turned me down and went to work for a big law firm here.
Who did you go to work for?
I hung out my own shingle for a while, and then I finally went to office with my husband's firm. I was of counsel to his firm.
And what type of law did you practice?
I practiced domestic law, and that was another type of learning experience. Here I go again. Domestic law seemed to be a good place for me because I knew kind of about the dynamics of a family. I'd been a daughter and a wife and a mother and a grandmother and a mother-in-law, and I knew a lot about families. And so I'd sort of hung out my shingle and primarily practiced domestic law, a little bit of probate and guardianship, but mostly families interested me. And what I discovered, and family law was changing in the time I practiced. I practiced for a little over 20 years, 20, 25 years. And family law was done like every other law, adversarial system. This is the way we do our cases. We have witnesses, we have proponents and opponents, and we go in and argue before a judge, and the judge makes the decision, and off we go. That doesn't work very well for families. It works all right for automobile accidents to try and decide liability, because these are strangers who might not have to deal with each other again. It doesn't work very well for families, and particularly families with children, because you can get a divorce or a separation, but you're still connected in a way. You still have to raise your children. You still have to deal with each other at weddings and funerals. And you still have grandchildren in common. And there's something that connects people that can't be severed so easily. And what happens in an adversarial system, if there is a contested divorce, everybody hires a lawyer. They hire their witnesses. They go in and try and beat up on the other side. And they poison the ground. Then the judge makes a decision and says, now go home and co-parent your children. It's almost impossible after so much toxicity. So family law began in our town and elsewhere to realize that we had to find some way to avoid or at least soften the adversarial system, that we had to solve these problems without fighting, that we had to take it out of a win-lose arena, because losses will reverberate forever in a family. So we had to have a win-win or a mediated agreement if we could, or something that would avoid the controversy and the contest. So domestic law began to move toward mediation. Mediators were trained and hired to try and sit down with the divorcing couple in a custody dispute and to try to resolve the problems, to empower the participants to try and come to a resolution rather than turning over the lives of themselves and their children to a judge who doesn't know them. So it just made sense to try and empower people and engage them in trying to resolve the issues, their family issues, that were really very personal. So we've moved much more toward mediation. We've moved in the courts toward parenting conferences, where parents will initially meet together before a settlement judge and see if there's a way that the thing can be settled, or at least figure out a way to proceed without so much combat. During the time I practiced law, we established a seminar, Helping Children Cope with Divorce, that divorcing parents need to go to learn what effect divorce is having on their children. This was a traumatizing time, often, in people's lives. And they don't sometimes realize the effect on the children. There's been a lot of research about that, and so we're beginning to train and engage parents in understanding how to minimize the harm and concern and stress on themselves and their children. We have Tulsa Lawyers for Children. I worked in the Tulsa County Bar Association, and I established or helped establish a committee that dealt with children's law and how to protect children, not only in divorcing situations, but in the juvenile court. Custody has been through an interesting change in modern times. In a divorce, in early days in America, custody of children went to the father because he needed them on the farm. Mm-hmm. And then with the Industrial Revolution, the fathers go to work in the factories and in the business district. Children are left home with the mothers, and the mother gets custody. That was called the tender years doctrine. And so mother generally had a head start in getting custody. Now mother's working, father's working, families have different configurations. So the test for custody is best interest of the child, which makes a lot of sense. So custody evaluations and the law has moved a great deal, and it was interesting to be a part of that.
Yes, for years you practiced law.
I practiced for about 23 years.
It must have been exciting to see this evolving to mediation. You were there to witness all that and certainly to support it.
Yes, it's been an interesting time to practice family law. And I do think we've made some headway and some progress here in Tulsa. I think we've tried to make it a little more humane, a little more rational. We certainly are more alert to protecting children.